You know, I want to thank everybody. Thank the one that brought the prayers, singing, and especially young man that got them read, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 and 21. Thank us all for being here today. Don't forget, I said last night, we was out eating last night. I'm going to talk about, just going to say, God is love. God is love, isn't it? But I got a little more to talk about tonight. I was just going to shut it down and say, God is love, let's go home. But that's good, but we'll move on. Okay? In Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, we are therefore Christ's ambassador, as though God was making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf. Be submissive to God. The past week we learned from several of our speakers in here what it means to be an ambassador for Christ. We heard that an ambassador is a reflected official acting as a representative of a nation, writing to the Corinthians. Paul likened his own calling to that of an ambassador, and he urges all Christians to consider themselves ambassadors for Christ. Now, you got these people that, like, you know, when Trump get up there and speak, and he got this lady speaking. She don't speak what he tells her. But it's not the same as being an ambassador for the Christ. That's man talking there. And you want to be an ambassador for Christ, you got to have God helping you now. You don't let me get up there and talk for you. You talk for somebody, I got to let Lord walk with me. And the Christians are God's ambassador, at that have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. As we go through this world, we represent another kingdom, and it is our responsibility to reflect the official position of heaven. We are in this world, but not of it. John 17:16. God ambassadors are to be as shrewd as a snake and as innocent as a dove. Man, he's something else, ain't he? Matthew 10:16. Implored by the Holy Spirit, we must take the message of our kingdom to end of the earth. Acts 1:8. Employing men and women everywhere to be reconciled to God. Now we're gonna talk about this snood of the snake. I remember years ago, it's in the younger day, me and Brother Benton, which is a preacher there in Bastrop, Louisiana, he was a preacher in Bastrop, his son John. Me and him just love to go out there and get them blackberries off that tree. And I ain't seen none that big, though. Back in the day, we got some big old blackberries. It was sweet. I mean, we had berries running all on the face and everything. We eat more, we put in the bag. Take home with them. We were just getting them berries. I mean, we was employing. Oh, John said, man, Lord, this stuff is good, man. Man, we get it all over. We had berries everywhere. And them big old berries, you don't see them out here, you go out and buy them. But back in the day, them some good ones. I guess that tree just kept growing and growing and growing. That bush kept growing. But anyway, we got them berries. And almost we got to a point, we heard this noise. And a snake in there. And I think we left the berries. But we wondered when we left the berries in the bag instead of bringing them with us. We were scared trying to get out of there, right? Yeah. And we got to ourselves and we got back and said, man, I don't know whether That snake was after them bears, after us, because we had so much bear juice on us, you know. But you know, as a Christian, it's different. We're not trying to run people away. As an ambassador, we're trying to bring them to Christ. Amen. And the only thing we can bring them to Christ, well, teach them the word. You ever been in a grocery store sometime, and somebody walk up to you? I remember a long time ago, you was in the store, you walked up, we was at Albertson that time. But we talked just like we were Christian. But you go in the store and somebody walk up to you and start talking to you about the word. Yeah. That's the Lord working in you. Amen. It ain't you. I mean, it's you there as a human being, but the Lord is helping you. Because you get me to tell you to do something wrong, it might not be the right thing come out. Mm-hmm. But the Lord working within me. Mm-hmm. And the only way I can get this information, and I got to become a saint. I got to be baptized. Mm-hmm. And I got to be living, being a true gospel man. I got to be a true Christian. Mm-hmm. I can't talk around here and go, oh, yeah, I got baptized in the water. I ain't got nothing to do. It don't work that way. I got wet. And one of the people that the man used to say, you went down wet and came up wet. Mm-hmm. But you got to do something behind it. You got to keep studying your word. Amen. And living a Christian life. Isn't that right, Buck Baker?
Amen.
right? Because I'm talking to you. I heard you speaking here, brother. You're right on top, you know. But it's something that we have to do as Christians. And my title for this morning is I Keep Forgetting. I keep forgetting. Man, we all make mistakes. We all forget things once in a while, don't we? But this last week, we have had many fine speakers up here to help us on our Christian journey as an ambassador for Christ. They moved us to be more serious about representing Christ. After Thursday night, most of us who were here left feeling uplifted and encouraged. We got through with Brother Victor back there, he left thinking, you know. But today is Sunday. It has been 2 days without a preacher in our ears reminding us of how we are ambassadors for Christ. I am prepared to say that the most of us can remember about 50%, okay, of what we heard throughout the last week. I can honestly say I am one of those whose memories can recall 50%, okay, of what I heard without referring to my notes and the recording that Brother Henry made available. You know, we hear preachers that preach before and come back, you know, Brother Hawkins, Stan's son, Stan Jr., you had Brother Baker, you had Brother Victor. You get tapes on preaching out there. But that's the only way, you know, you can keep the message what it says. You heard him, but it ain't that said you're going to keep all that up here. But after this, that doesn't make me any more a weak or bad Christian, yet because we cannot remember 100% of what was spoken without. Okay, that's without referring to notes and tapes. We have to go back. We ain't perfect, but we have something to go back to. That's why we got a Bible.
Right.
There are some people in this world who can recall everything they see and hear. But with most human beings, after 24 hours, a person can recall about 80% of any information they receive. After 48 hours, it goes down to 60%. So by day four, so by day four or five, it is good. It's a good day if we can remember who said what. That's why I entitled this lesson, I Keep Forgetting. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it, okay, that I keep forgetting. No. What I am saying is don't use this as an excuse for not being able to be a good ambassador for Christ. There is a young man who could have used many excuses as to why he could not follow Christ. Timothy is an example of how God can use someone to do great things, even though he has a weakness. No, Timothy had a weakness. Timothy's father was Greek and his mother was Jewish, which means that he probably wasn't accepted by either group. He was young, and in his culture, older people was more respected than young people back in the days. He was often sick and had stomach problems. We all got some of that sometimes, don't we? He was not very brave and may have been a little shy. Okay, several times Paul told him not to be afraid of people and to be bold. On your own, read 1 Timothy, okay? After listening to how I just described Timothy, do you see yourself in Timothy? I do, okay? But Timothy did not let any of his weakness as a human stop him from becoming a good Christian leader in many cities and helped it to Paul. So how does Leonard Johnson, Jr., not using this excuse for not being good ambassador for Christ? Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2, verses 14 through 17. Repeat these basic and central over and over to God's people. First one, warn them against the self-righteous nitpicking which chip away at his faith. It just wear everyone out. Somebody always nitpicking, disagree with it over the ways and some wrong to do. They're always trying to find something wrong. You know, we can have those kind of people in the church. They destroy churches. That's right. And they're just trying to find every little thing. And one thing bigger than they got to get something else. They always got to have a problem. Two, concentrate on doing your best work for God. What you won't be ashamed of laying out the true plan and simple. Now he's back to this truth. It's plain and simple. If you and your best, you do your best, that's the best you can do. Make it simple. Do your best that you can do. Okay? Three, stay clear of self-righteous talk that is only talk. Remember that words are not mere words. You know, if they are not backed by a godly life, they accumulate as poison in the soul. That's somebody that's always going to tell somebody, you ain't going to heaven. You got a problem. Yeah, somebody always trying to find something wrong. Somebody, you got to look at yourself. You got a big old stone in your face. And looking at you. But it's always going to talk about how bad somebody else is. But, you know, we got to put that behind us, right? And finally, in chapter 4, verses 1 through 2, Paul speaks to us all, telling us how to continue to be good ambassadors for Christ. I can impress this on you, too, strongly. God is looking over your shoulders. Christ himself is the judge with the final say on everyone, living and dead. He is about to break into the open with his rules. He is about to break into the open with his rules. So proclaim the message with intensity. Keep on your watch. Challenge, warn, and urges your people. Don't ever quit. Just keep it simple. And that's when you've been an ambassador working out there for the Lord. Don't ever quit. Don't let these things here, these little things of the world, we get caught up in these things of the world here too much. And we can't never do the Lord's work because we so messed up in this material things out here. And I've seen a time when I was in the hospital versus out there. And I remember that Friday. And that doctor was coming in there. He was smiling. I said, I ain't never seen him smile like this. But you know, prayers do a lot, don't they? And that time we stayed, many of them, even sister, you had been to church. You had been out there to the hospital. And I said, brother, I said, what's so happy today about? Everybody leaving, everybody doing good. Okay. I mean, you mean this floor? This floor, everybody leaving, they're doing good. And I had to tell him, that was the Lord, doc. That's the Lord help you there. And you know, that's the first time a doctor I ever seen that agreed with me. You know? That'd have been something, John. Because there ain't no happening to everybody leaving. This is Friday. We be booking other ones in and this kind of thing. We book some in the other day and they ain't feeling better. I said, you heard all these prayers in there, didn't you? He said, yeah. And that's what happened. The Lord helped us. And by this, it's by true Christian. And we're not only talking about ambassador, that's about you as being a Christian too. Helping others. It ain't all about me. It ain't all about Stan and Henry. We also have to go out and help others. You know, people got stuck on ourselves all the time. But that ain't our job here. And I say I've had some time, I'm down. But I ain't quitting myself here now. I ain't gonna quit. There's certain things I may not can do, but I'm gonna try. Guy was out there working on my house last week there and outside there, and he said, man, what you doing, what I done a long time ago. Said, but you better watch them prices now. You know, but you know, act like he's doing something nobody else can do. You know what I'm saying? I said, I'm buying the sheetrock and buying the stuff, and you still want to get paid for buying it and labor. You want your cake and eat it too. It ain't worked out that way. I forgot about that. You buying it. Yeah, just start thinking. And I said that to say this. We as Christians, we need to continue to go out and be that ambassador. Okay. Don't just walk out here think we better than somebody else because we here on Sundays and Wednesday night. Watch it. Well, ain't nothing to watch about it. It's true. It's Sunday morning and Sunday evening. Sometimes evening. Well, we just started that one too, and we went with 5 o'clock. Then also it'd be on Wednesday night. That's a 2-day deal. But that ain't the only time. We gotta be a Christian every day. It ain't just on Sunday at 5 o'clock. Well, now you leave on Monday. When I go back to my regular routine, it don't work like that. And that's why Stan said, I heard him say today, we're going to have a preacher day on the 18th or something of this month. That's right. Keep these days moving. Because every time you get together and you can talk about the word and discuss the word, don't you feel better?
Amen.
Right? I mean, you come here on Wednesday nights, things come up and they ain't never heard before. Or things I heard before just didn't put it together. Mm. Right? That's what I forgot. And that forgetting gets better when you're here listening. Well, that's right. Well, that's true. And all the time you ain't here, you don't know. I heard him last Monday. But Hawkins was preaching. What did he say, man? You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, when the end comes, Lenard going to be responsible for Lenard. I can't get up and say, God, you know, I forgot. I heard Hawkins preaching. I didn't hear him preach. I wasn't there that night. But I was there Tuesday night when Brother Stan was preaching. Well, then you hear something right, brother. Why don't you get out there and knock on the door? Why don't you go talk to others? Well, you know, I didn't think that much, now. You know? Why you just come to church on Sundays and Wednesdays? That's your spiritual days? All the rest of them, hell days? I don't mean it like that, but I'm just telling it like it is. You know? I got this friend of mine that's a Christian, too. And go here and come to church on Sunday, not here. Go to church. Man, don't ask the church. Don't let no car get in front of her. Man, she had that thing in there in a minute. Hollering at everything walking. I said, then come up here and say, hallelujah, I'm praise the Lord. You know, but hey, you call it like you see it. It's violent, but that's people do that. But it still get back to that ambassador. If somebody come up to you, be that light. Let that light shine. Be that Christian. Then so that the next time you find yourself minding your own business and someone come up to you and ask you about Jesus, you ask yourself, why are they talking to me? That's the time to remember that God has a light on you. You see? You got that at that grocery store, wherever you're at. Somebody talking to you about the word. That's the time to remember that you are an ambassador for Christ. People are supposed to come up to you. And you are to be an representative. As Paul said, keep it simple. We want to go and we want to read the whole scripture to them. Go and try to read something to keep it simple. Just help people. Right? Be that snake laying in the wait, but don't kill the victim. Be that snake laying in the wait, but don't kill that victim. we get out the bear bush, because he snapped up, we've been hurt. Let the water kill the sinners. Then let the water raise up a new creature in Christ. Amen. Right. See, I hope you all understand exactly what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I know that the message was short, but I like it simple. And I hope something I said was helpful. As with all lessons represented, all lessons presented on worship day, before I sit down, I have to give the plan of salvation to those who want to become an ambassador for Christ. I would also like to welcome all our guests and let you know that you are not here by accident. You are here to learn about God's plan of salvation. One must hear the good news, Romans 10:17. Then one must believe this good news, Mark 16:15-16. Then one is to repent of their sin, and that is Luke 13:3-5. Next, confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Matthew 10:32-33. The next step to be baptized, 1 Peter 3:21. Then one is to live faithful as an ambassador of Christ for the rest of their life, Revelation 2:10. So, nothing else? Let us stand. So